you all together. So they add sophistication to the concept, reinterpreting the anthropomorphic scriptural stories in a wide variety of non-literal ways that allow them to preserve belief. Even then, they often slip back into the old ways. Belief in answered prayer is one such anthropomorphic slip, since it would be contradictory for an all-wise and all-knowing God to change his mind because some of his unwise and ignorant creators, or creations rather, begged him to do so. Why should God be taking advice from us? He knows everything. Things like this show that it is the storybook God that provides the motivational engine behind the abstract God of theology, even though the two are totally different. So let's turn to theology. God is said to be omnipotent, meaning all-powerful, all-knowing, omnipresent, as in everywhere at once, all good, is unlimited, and a supreme being. But the problem with defining God in the abstract is that many of these abstractions make no sense or are unknowable. Thus, if God is a supreme being, he isn't merely superior to us, he is totally superior. The best there is now, ever was, and ever will be. Now, how could anyone know that? Confronting such a being, how would you know that this was the best that ever was and ever will be? You'd have to yourself know everything. So we can never know whether we have reached a supreme being. To the extent the abstractions might make some sense, they tend to contradict other abstractions that are also believed. Take the idea of God's omniscience. If God is all-knowing, he knows the future absolutely. He knows everything that will happen. And this means everything will happen as he knows it, which means he can't change it.